and happy Saturday. This is the Live Well, Be Well radio show brought to you by Cancer Council Queensland. I'm Katie, and this is one of my favourite parts of the show. We're catching up with Fox in Flats blogger Andrea Zanatich. And we're going to be talking today about red lipstick and the fact that it boosts our confidence. It can change the way that we feel, Andrea. Tell me more.
Yeah, good morning, Katie. Look, red lipstick, it's you know, a little tube of waxy goodness. And I reckon it's got the power to instantly change a mood. It's a big statement, right, for a Saturday morning?
Yes, and a big deal if you've never worn it before. It's scary.
Exactly. I did this thing about 2 years ago now, and I did this dare on my blog, Fox in Flats. And it was like a challenge to see if I could wear it every single day for a week. And I have not worn red lipstick probably for as long as I can remember. Like, it really scared me, the idea of doing this. And I did this for 7 days straight, and a whole lot of other people did it as well. And seriously, it was just amazing, such an eye-opener, how it made me feel and how it made other people feel. You know, it was like all of a sudden I became more noticeable. I'd go to, like, school drop-off, and my mum's, like, doing this double take to me, but in a good way. And people kept asking me, where are you off to?
It's
just amazing. And I was getting compliments on, you know, when I wear red lipstick, I get compliments on what I'm wearing, and I could be wearing the same outfit that see me in 10 other times. But it just makes you look more special.
It's kind of that thing of, you know, if you don't regularly wear makeup and you put a bit extra on, you sort of just instantly feel that lift of more confident and it kind of boosts your well-being. You would sort of feel like you could take on the world, do you think? It sounds funny because we're talking about lipstick. But
I know, because it's a simple thing, isn't it? But I think because you need to take a little bit more time putting it on. Like, there's a bit of precision in putting it on. And then when you go and put on your clothes, when you're wearing red lipstick, you know, teaming it with tacky, that doesn't really work. I think it forces you to look at what you're wearing a little bit more and take a little bit more time with what you're wearing and give yourself that extra attention, and that feels good. But, you know, I had this example. I was at this party on the weekend, and I was talking to a friend, and she was telling me about one of her friends who's quite thick, and her friend wears red lipstick every single day herself. So she might be going to chemo or to the doctors and getting treatments, and she's wearing her red lipstick every day. And she does it because she says it boosts her mood and it makes her feel more empowered and strong and feminine. So it really has an amazing impact on you. Yeah.
That is amazing. Oh, it's a great story, great recommendation. What would be your number one tip if we're sort of thinking we're reaching for the lipstick but we're not sure? Yeah. What do we just go for it? What do we do?
So I think the thing is, make sure you've got a smooth base. Fill it first with a little flannel and, you know, get off any dry bits. Put a little bit of lip balm over the top. Blot that with a tissue. And then apply it with a lip brush, your lipstick with a lip brush. That will keep it, give you a nice, precise application. Blot that, apply the lip brush again, and blot it again. And here's a trick to make sure it doesn't end up in your teeth. Then you put your finger, your index finger, in your mouth, down to, like, your knuckle, and then you pull that up slowly, and any lipstick that would end up on your teeth goes on your finger, so you're not walking around with lippy on your teeth.
Goodness me. There's going to be a surge of people wearing this red lipstick today around Brisbane. Wave at each other, because you'll know where it's come from.
Whack it on. You really will be surprised how you feel. I dare you to do it this weekend.
She dares us. She challenges us.
I want you to do it.
I'll send you a picture. Our Fox in Flats blogger, Andrea Zanatich, thank you for joining us again this morning.
Pleasure.
We're going to do a recipe in a couple of minutes too. Nice dinner after you wear your red lipstick all day. Stick around. It's coming up.
With thanks to our show partner, the Cancer Council Queensland, this is 96.5's Live Well, Be Well. We're family's number one. 96.5.